Jane Goodall. Do you have a favorite kind of animal that you are curious about? Pretend for a minute that you're a scientist and you're studying about that kind of animal you are interested in and you want to find out how it lives. What would be the best thing to do? If you were a biologist, that's a person who studies living things, you could read books that other people have written about the animals you are studying. But what if no one else has written very much about them? You couldn't just go to the library and find the answers. Your next step might be to go to wherever in the world those animals are and watch them going about their business. Maybe you could learn about them that way. But suppose the animals you wanted to watch were very shy or afraid of people. You might spend a long time waiting and never see one, much less get a chance to watch many of them together. At this point, a lot of people might give up, but not Jane Goodall. When she wanted to know all about chimpanzees and how they live, she decided the only way to really find out was to go to where they were and live with them herself. Jane Goodall had always been interested in how animals live. As a girl, she used to enjoy watching birds, mice, and rabbits. She lived in England and first studied animals there. But she became famous for work she did in Africa. See if you can find England on the map. That's where Jane Goodall lived as a young girl. Now find Africa. That's where Jane went to learn about chimpanzees. Goodall had always dreamed of going to Africa to study animals. And when she was 23, a friend who was living there invited her to come visit. In Africa, she first met the famous scientist Louis Leakey. She even got the chance to work with Louis Leakey for a while. And when he saw how good she was at her work, he recommended she become part of a project studying chimpanzees. That's when Goodall got the idea of living with the chimpanzees herself. How would you like to live in the wild with some chimpanzees? Can you imagine what that would be like? So that's just what she did. In 1960, Jane Goodall moved to the Gambe Stream Chimpanzee Reserve in Africa. A reserve is a place where animals can live their normal lives without being hunted or driven out by humans. There, she set up camp and for the next 10 years lived alongside the chimpanzees. It took a long time for the chimps, who were afraid of humans, to understand that Goodall was not going to hurt them. But once they saw this, they went about their normal way of life, even when she was there. Then she was able to see exactly how chimpanzees really live and behave. Jane Goodall discovered some amazing things in those 10 years. She saw chimps doing very human things, like holding hands, kissing, and hugging. They did amazingly intelligent things too, including using tools. No one before her believed that any animals other than humans use tools. But Goodall witnessed chimps using little sticks to get termites out of their nests. That showed intelligence far greater than anyone expected. People had also thought that chimpanzees ate only plants. But Goodall found that they eat not only termites, but many other kinds of animals as well. Termites would not be a tasty dinner to us, but chimpanzees love them. The book Goodall wrote about her experiences living with those chimpanzees made her famous. Later, she wrote a book on hyenas as well. Hyenas were another kind of animal that no one had closely studied before, and once again, Goodall cleared up many wrong ideas that people had. Jane Goodall has received many awards for her research, and she is now recognized around the world as one of the outstanding scientists of our day. Other scientists have followed her example and continue to contribute to our knowledge of chimpanzees, gorillas, and many other animals. Her work has not only helped scientists, it has also helped millions of people who aren't scientists to understand how careful we have to be with other animals. She has set up several special places in Africa where chimpanzees can live without being hunted. And she still works hard to teach people about the importance of allowing other kinds of animals to live in peace. Do you think it's important to protect animals as Jane Goodall did?
In step one, we develop HCP interactions, ensuring coordination across functions and portfolio. First, we identify and describe the HCP community. How many HCPs are there in total and of what type? And how many are interested in the different therapies? Then we use the 9-5-4 rule to ensure that we build and maintain scientific awareness and understanding over time. Next, we prepare comprehensive activity plans, ensuring representation across the 5 core activities, while interacting with all HCPs with interest in the specific therapies. In step 2, we review and refine the HCP interaction plans. In step 3, we track and follow up on the plans.
By what number should we multiply the divisor, 3 6/10, to make it a whole number? Think of 3 6/10 as 36/10. If we multiply 36/10 by 10, the product will be the whole number 36. So let's multiply the divisor by 10. We know we're going to multiply 3 6/10 by 10 to make it a whole number. But by what number should we multiply the dividend, 15 12/100? We must multiply by a value of 1 to get an equivalent number. So if we multiply 3 6/10 by 10, we must also multiply 15 12/100 by 10 so that we are multiplying by 10/10. Which equals 1. Now we're ready to divide.
First, it's important to get the scientific story right. This means establishing product attributes that are in line with doctor and patient needs, supportable claims from study data, acceptable language for authorities. Second, the message must be simple and consistent. For example, for Degludec, messages include ultra-long-lasting Degludec, superior fasting plasma glucose or FPG efficacy, lower risk of overall and nocturnal hypoglycemia, flexible daily dosing. Third, the messages must be repeated as often as possible using the channels available. These may include investigator brochures and meetings, publications, congresses and symposia, market access materials, etc.